despite the fact that municipalities across the country are laying off workers, instituting furloughs, or flat-out eliminating basic services, or even shutting down for entire days. Your city government is avoiding these drastic measures and looking for ways to improve services through efficiency. For the second year in a row, we have produced an honestly balanced budget. That means for the second year in a row, your city and county government is spending less money than it receives in taxes. Not only do we balance the budget, we also put millions in a rainy day fund for the first time in our city's history. Now, let me say that again. We have a rainy day fund for the first time in our city's history. We've done this through a relentless search for efficiencies in how we perform our work and a genuine and sustained commitment to improving how we deliver government services. For example, 2 years ago, the Department of Public Works was looking at a massive $185 million engineering project to allow us to better treat roughly 300 million gallons of wastewater per day at the Belmont plant. Through value engineering and driven by my administration's determination to make taxpayer dollars stretch as far as possible, this same project is now scheduled for a bid award at a cost of $53.4 million, a savings of more than $130 million to taxpayers while delivering a higher quality of service. Another example would be the Parks Department. Our drive to improve the quality of parks is one of the reasons cited by the Lilly Endowment when they decided to award the Parks Foundation a grant in the amount of $7.3 million to address capital improvement needs. Folks, this is the largest grant in the history of the Parks Foundation. And we've also encouraged public-private partnerships with companies like Citizens Energy Group and Brightpoint. As part of its Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration, Citizens Energy donates time and talent to revitalizing an Indianapolis park. Last year, it was Brookside Park. This year, tomorrow, in fact, Citizens Energy Group and partnering contractors are contributing more than $110,000 of in-kind work and hundreds of hours of employee volunteer service to renovate Martin Luther King Jr. Park and the Pride Park Community Center. Also, as volunteers, Brightpoint's employees perform work on the Watkins Park Family Center and all their sports fields. In all, over $100,000 worth of work and volunteer hours were donated through their generosity. Our parks simply would not be the same without this public-private charitable partnership. And with the economy still on the mend and the state hit hard by diminishing revenues, let me state plainly that the next city budget will be the toughest one yet. But we will weather this fiscal storm. We will, because of the benefits of our fiscal discipline these past years, and because, in City Controller David Reynolds, we have one of the brightest and most respected financial minds found at any level of government. Another area where we've vastly improved to have government work for you is the Mayor's Action Center. As one of the primary methods through which citizens request the very services that their tax dollars provide, the Mayor's Action Center simply must be held to the highest standard. And I can say unequivocally that under the direction of Sarah Taylor, the MAC is living up to that standard. At the same time that we are handling over 5% more calls than 2 years ago, call abandon rates have decreased by 87%. Also, for the first time in the MAC's history, we are calling you so we can make sure that we've addressed your problem. I made the 25,000th outbound call myself just a few months ago. And by the end of 2009, the MAC made just over 30,000 outbound calls. And the turnaround at the MAC is indicative of our effort to reinvigorate all of local government and listen to the taxpayer. Listening to you and making the government that you pay for actually work for you is an important part of my administration, and so is shrinking the size of government. Even after Mayor Lugar's Unigov and Mayor Peterson's IndyWorks, local government here still looks more like multi-gov. Last year, I proposed Unigov 2.0, a legislative package to further streamline township, city, and county government. This year, we are focusing on reform where it's needed the most, the township level. My Unigov 2.0 plan will bring greater efficiency, transparency, and accountability to your government. With township government occurring outside of the view of the public and our city county council, there is limited oversight of their budgets, tax rates, and effectiveness, as well as limited accountability. We must hold townships accountable. The question is, how do we do that? First and foremost, we need to finish the consolidation of township fire departments and EMS services into the Indianapolis Fire Department. We should reform township assistance so that there are uniform standards across our county in an organization, namely the Health and Hospital Corporation, that has a proven track record of assisting those in need. We should shift township government's excess funds to the city so that they can be appropriated by the City County Council for investment in sidewalks and other infrastructure. And ultimately, if my proposal passes by 2013, township government will be thoughtfully transitioned into city-county government. Reforming government is more than just a way to save taxpayer money, although that is critically important. It's also a way to show the business community that we are serious about competing in a 21st century economy without being burdened by a 19th century government. We all know what job one is in my administration, and that's public safety. You know it because I've said it so many times over the past 2 years and because we are delivering. Our commitment to fighting crime starts with the tremendously smart, dedicated, and hardworking police officers, firefighters, sheriff's deputies, and park rangers putting their lives on the line to protect Indianapolis and its residents. The murder count in the IMPD service district is less than 100 for the first time since 1993. And murders throughout the entire county were down double digits, and incidents of rape were down 18%. It is imperative that we remember that these are not mere numbers. They represent people, human beings. We were able to make our city safer in large part because a former public safety director and Marin County prosecutor, Scott Newman, and he is here with us tonight, and I ask everyone to acknowledge this public servant who spent his career making us feel safer.